In a world spinning faster by the day, the traditional 5-year strategic plan has become almost laughably obsolete. Consider the cautionary tales of Blockbuster dismissing Netflix as a niche player, or Kodak clinging to film despite owning early digital photography patents. The average S&P 500 company lifespan has plummeted from 61 years in 1958 to just 18 years today, with projections suggesting further decline to 12 years by 2027. Most organizations face a critical dilemma. They either ignore uncertainty, making them vulnerable to disruption, or become paralyzed by it, missing opportunities entirely. But what if there's a middle path? The Imperfectionists by Robert McLean and Charles Kahn offers this third way, a sophisticated approach to thriving amid uncertainty through strategic experimentation and calculated risk-taking. Drawing from their extensive experience spanning McKinsey leadership, venture capital, conservation, and education, the authors present imperfectionism not as sloppy work, but as a deliberate methodology for navigating environments where perfect information is impossible and waiting for certainty means missing opportunities entirely. The most successful organizations today, from Amazon's day one philosophy to Google's famous 20% time, have abandoned rigid planning in favor of agile strategies combining clear vision with flexible execution. The journey into imperfectionism begins with curiosity, the drive to close gaps between what we know and want to know. When Edwin Land's 3-year-old daughter asked, "Can I see the photograph, Daddy?" it sparked the invention of the Polaroid instant camera. Within an hour, Land had conceptualized the technology simply by remaining open to questioning assumptions. Unfortunately, most organizational cultures stifle curiosity. Only 24% of employees feel curious at work, with 70% facing barriers to asking questions. Companies like 3M pioneered curiosity time by allocating 15% of paid hours for non-core projects, a policy Google later adapted to 20%. Effective curiosity requires flourishing in idea flow, asking audacious questions, and creating environments supporting novelty and psychological safety. The dragonfly's ability to view through 30,000 different lenses serves as a metaphor for strategic thinking. Innovative solutions emerge when applying perspectives from one domain to challenges in another. Social impact bonds exemplify this approach, revolutionizing recidivism solutions by applying financial investment principles to social problems. When Sir Ronald Cohen viewed prisoner reoffending through his venture capital lens, he created a financial instrument that reduced reoffending while providing investor returns. This multiple-lens approach works for complex problems with interlocking causes. Invisalign transformed orthodontics when Stanford MBA students with no dental background reimagined plastic aligners as alternatives to metal braces. Despite initial rejection from orthodontists, the company now exceeds $15 billion in market value. Similarly, Amazon gained crucial advantage by looking beyond retail to dominate cloud computing, now holding over 40% of that market. As Shane Parrish notes, the more lenses used on a given problem, the more of reality reveals itself. Great problem solvers constantly test hypotheses, using results to guide next steps, whether to abandon a path, proceed with confidence, or collect more data. This occurrent behavior follows the scientific method. Start with existing knowledge, propose explanations, test with data, and update hypotheses. Most organizations struggle with this approach because managers expect immediate answers, and fear of failure often outweighs rational risk-taking. SpaceX exemplifies this mindset with its fly, test, fail, fix approach that has reduced space launch costs by 95% through relentless experimentation. By recovering components, using 3D printed parts, and manufacturing 80% in-house, SpaceX cut launch costs from $54,500 to $2,720 per kilogram. Similarly, Airtasker's A/B testing revealed surprising customer behaviors. When CEO Tim Fung tested various booking fees, he found customers were initially price insensitive, allowing a 10% fee that boosted revenue by 50%. However, when testing even higher fees later, demand collapsed, a valuable lesson only experimentation could reveal. The smartest people to solve your problems are usually working elsewhere. This principle, Joy's Law, suggests organizations must create ecosystems engaging external intelligence rather than relying solely on employees. Philip Tetlock's 20-year study found that generalists who draw from multiple domains consistently outperformed specialists in predictions. Collective intelligence operates through three branches: crowdsourced expertise, like the Nature Conservancy's Fish Face project using Kaggle competitions; collective wisdom, like indigenous rangers reintroducing ancient fire management; and human-AI collaboration, like chess tournaments where human-AI teams outperform both pure AI and grandmasters alone. Implementation requires careful incentive structures and communication channels. Companies like Innocentive solve 80% of posted challenges through open innovation platforms, often by individuals working outside their primary expertise. The imperfectionist mindset balances risk avoidance and all-in bets. Rio Tinto's disastrous $38 billion Alcan acquisition in 2007 demonstrates the danger of bet-the-company moves when aluminum prices collapsed during the 2008 recession. Leaders with an imperfectionist mindset show humility, embrace ambiguity, and prioritize learning over winning, understanding that good decisions don't always yield good outcomes. Amazon's financial services approach exemplifies strategic risk-taking through methodical capability building. Rather than major acquisitions, they entered payments and lending via partnerships and small investments. While initiatives like Amazon WebPay failed, each attempt built valuable knowledge. Smart organizations also transfer risk to better-equipped entities. When Wimbledon was canceled in 2020, the All England Lawn Tennis Club lost 99% of its typical $400 million revenue, yet recorded a $56 million profit thanks to pandemic insurance maintained since 2003. Even brilliant analysis requires compelling storytelling to drive action. In today's information-saturated world, effective problem solvers recognize that humans need visual learning, curiosity triggers, surprises, and emotional appeals to create change. Florence Nightingale wasn't just a nursing pioneer, she was a statistical innovator who created rose diagrams showing that 7 times more soldiers died from disease than combat during the Crimean War. Her visualizations convinced Queen Victoria to support hospital reforms. Similarly, Richard Feynman's O-ring demonstration during the Challenger disaster investigation, simply placing the shuttle's rubber seal in ice water to show how it lost resilience, cut through months of technical testimony instantly. The most effective change agents understand that facts bounce off frames. They start with shared values rather than contested information, making abstract issues personally relevant through compelling visuals, demonstrations, and carefully chosen metaphors. In our fast-changing world, all strategies are wagers on uncertain futures. Like Pascal's theological wager, strategic decisions require weighing both odds and costs of action versus inaction. As Annie Duke notes, our decisions are always bets, where we assess alternatives and risk resources based on our values. The imperfectionist approach recognizes we rarely face simple, knowable odds. President Obama observed that problems reaching his desk never had clean solutions. If they did, someone else would have solved them. He found that chasing after the perfect solution led to paralysis. Successful leaders balance analysis with action. Accepting perfect certainty is impossible. The 6 mindsets of imperfectionism: curiosity, multiple perspectives, experimentation, collective intelligence, strategic risk-taking, and compelling storytelling transform uncertainty from a paralyzing force into a competitive advantage. In a world of constant disruption, navigating uncertainty with confidence may be the most valuable strategic skill of all.